So there's two different projects that I'm involved in with this organisation that I work for called New Caledonian Woodlands. And the other one is called Grow Your Mind, and that's based in Fife. And this one's called Goodwood.
So as Mr. Goodwood, what are you doing here today?
Well, today it's willow weaving. It's a willow weaving workshop with Jeff, who's come up from down in Ayrshire. And today he's showing our group of... There's five guys and me. How to weave, just kind of the basics of willow weaving. So for a start, we did this thing called a platter, which he said is from, it's a traditional Catalonian thing that they use for kind of serving bread and cheese and things like that. So it's a sort of round willow woven structure. And then we did a bird feeder, which is a kind of a spiraling structure. Sort of like, it reminds me a little bit of DNA, that kind of... that kind of shape.
So you're effectively learning alongside your pupils.
I am, yeah, because I'm actually new to this project. I've just been doing it for a couple of months, so I'm kind of I'm new to a lot of the activities as well. So yeah, it's a lot of learning for me. Yeah.
And tell me how people come to join this project.
Well, it's for people that are suffering from mental health problems, you know, kind of moderate to mild mental health problems, and they need to talk to their GP or their health worker, who can then get in touch with us, and we can send them, basically just send information out to both the potential participant and the GP, just kind of giving them more details about it, but also giving them the opportunity to apply to join. So that's basically how they do it. People can get in touch with us directly if they want, but to get onto the project, they will need a referral from a medical professional, basically. We're doing willow weaving today, but mainly we're doing outdoor stuff. This is kind of the exception to actually be indoors. So we do a lot of woodland management, like tree thinning and brashing, which means cutting off the kind of lower branches, and just doing a lot of woodland management that maybe estates and property owners can't manage themselves, you know, because they've taken on more than they can handle, basically, or they can't afford to do it. So we kind of do a lot of that. And things like bushcraft as well, and kind of just various different outdoor skills and activities that we involve people in. And, you know, it's been shown that these kind of activities really affect people's mental health, you know, in a positive way. So that's basically the idea of the project.